You can be turning to Psalm 119 tonight, and we'll be beginning in verse 145, the Hebrew letter kaf, and we are going to read through verse 152. Please stand out of love and respect for the Word of God, if you would, please. We're going to read together here in this passage of Scriptures, Psalm 119 and verses 145 through 152. Let's read together this evening. I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried. I hoped in thy word. Mine eyes prevent the night watches, that I might meditate in thy word. Hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgment. They draw nigh that follow after mischief. They are far from thy law. Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are truth. Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever. So as we look through, and I mentioned to you that David was in kind of one of his more vulnerable moments, crying out with his whole heart for God to hear him, and that he would keep his statutes, that he cried unto him, save me, and that he would keep his testimonies. He prevented the dawning of the morning and cried out to God. And so, in other words, there was a great focus and a great trying to get a hold of God in his life. But he hoped in the Word of God. You see, even in the most difficult times, God is there. We can call out to him, and he's there. And, you know, to God, he's like, hey, you can do this. Think about this. I thought about this the other day. You know, I kind of make fun of the disciples a lot. And as they're in that boat and that storm is howling about them, think about this. Many of them were experienced in this matter. And I would be even willing to very confidently say many of them had experienced a similar storm to that one on that body of water. And so Christ, if you will, confidently, not just in himself, but maybe even in the ability of these men. He's sleeping, head on a pillow. Think about that. You know, sometimes we don't have faith in God, we don't even have faith in the abilities that God has allowed us to have and develop in our own lives. I was just thinking about that the other day. I'm like, you know what? Not only did they not have faith in God, they didn't even have faith that they could handle the storm. And they were experienced. Anyways, just thought. But David said, I'll keep thy statutes. I'll keep thy testimonies. I hoped in thy word. And folks, in our darkest times, that's what we need to hold on to, is the word of God. Don't let it go. Don't let it escape you. God's promises are true. He is trustworthy. He, if you will, keeps his promises. Every single one. God loves us. He wants the best for us. Even in times where discipline is necessary, chastisement is appropriate, God still cares. David continues. Look at Psalm 119, verse 148. He says, mine eyes prevent the night watches, that I might meditate in thy word. He said, hey, there are times in my life where I don't even sleep because I'm focused on God and his word. You ever have to pull an all-nighter
Maybe for work. Maybe for school. Hey, listen, I actually got some sleep my freshman year of Bible college and halfway through my sophomore year of Bible college. Then I got interested in some young lady. And then I got less sleep. Then I wanted to spend some time with her. Interesting. You get less sleep because you want to spend time with God? You know, there were times where I would try to record the Super Bowl because Super Bowl's on a Sunday. And I'd plug my ears and I'd run out of church saying, la, 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 la. Wouldn't turn the radio on. Wouldn't turn anything on. Get home, throw some chicken wings in the oven and maybe bagel bites, you know, or the pizza rolls, you know, Tostino's pizza rolls, really good. Taquitos, you know, all the good junk food. Bacon-wrapped jalapeno poppers, you know, all that good stuff. I'd throw those in the oven and my wife could care less about football. And that's probably a good state to be in anyways. But she'd let me know when the game was over. I told her, I said, don't you give anything away. So when the game was over, we'd turn the recorder off and start it over, playing back the beginning and sit down with all the snacks and stay up till like 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, watching football. I mean, I enjoyed that. But you know what? When's the last time our eyes prevented the night watches that we might meditate in the Word of God? Sometimes we only do these things when the difficult times come. And not just because we want to meditate on God. Just because. Guys, you ever bring your wives flowers or candy or something nice? Just because? Or what did you do now? Or just because you had an argument, you know, you bring them. But what about if you didn't have an argument? Everything was going fine. Hey, when life's going fine, it may be going fine for you. When's the last time you just stayed up reading your Bible? Stayed up and just prayed and talked to God just because. Just a thought. We've talked about meditation many times in our study so far through the wonderful Word of God. In Psalm 119, verse 15, I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. In verse 23, princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Verse 48, my hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. Verse 78, let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause, but I will meditate in thy precepts. We've talked much about this thing of focusing in, mulling around in the mind these things of God. Remember, Joshua was told to be strong and very courageous, that he may observe to do according to all the law, which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You know, the New Testament tells us, you know, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, think on these things. If I'm willing to stay up all night talking to a young lady, if I'm willing to stay up and watch a football game, Shouldn't I be willing to stay up and commune with God in His Word? Meditate. Focus on.
Psalm 77, it says, I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. Selah. David said in Psalm 63, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. We read this morning. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory. And so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Thus will I bless thee while I live. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. My mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. Because thou hast been my help. Therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and redeemer. Take your Bibles and turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. In Psalm 104, David says, I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. He said in verses 10 and 11 of Psalm 119, with my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. You know what that is? It's a result of meditation. Thinking on these things. Mulling them over, over and over and over again. Letting them not escape from your thoughts. Are you there in 1 Timothy? Paul said, let no man despise thy youth. Verse 12. But be thou an example of the believers. In word. In conversation. In charity. In spirit. In faith. In purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading. To exhortation. To doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee. Which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. What's he talking about? Well, in 2 Timothy, he says, study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. In chapter 3, he says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. Did you notice that kind of goes in line with what he said in 1 Timothy chapter 4? Give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. He said, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. David said, mine eyes prevent the night watches, that I might meditate in thy word. Just a thought. How much time do we give to the Lord? Kind of in conjunction to what we talked about this morning. Meditate. Meditate
in thy word. Look at verse 149. In verse 145, David said, I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord. Now here in verse 149, he gets more specific and says, hear my voice. Hear my voice. No, don't just hear me, God. Hear my voice. My voice is a very recognizable voice. There's been people that I haven't talked to for years and years and years. I'll pick up the phone and call them, and they say, oh, Brother Combs, how you doing? I guess my voice is just recognizable. I suppose. I don't know. I guess I recognize my own voice, but I hear it all the time. A little soapbox, or a little rabbit trail. Any of you not like hearing your own voice? Yeah, I know. I don't either. Anyways, hear my voice, he says. Well, that's kind of specific. I mean, wasn't it good enough that in verse 145 he said, hear me? Hey, hear me. But you know what? As a father, I understand this. I do. I get this. Oh, listen. If I say hear me or something like that, just a general thing, you know, listen to what I say, hear what I say, that's different. But when all that fails, it's hear my voice. Because I'm being direct. I want my voice to be heard. Take your Bibles and turn to 2 Samuel chapter 22. This is also recorded in the book of Psalms. Second Samuel in chapter 22. Look at verse 2. And he said, oh, while you're turning there, you may not be there just yet. This is when David is being hard pressed against Saul, and Saul is chasing him around and all these things are happening. Verse 2, it says, and he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress. And my deliverer, the God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, my refuge, my savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. When the waves of death compassed me, the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord. I cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. Do you talk with him enough for him to know your voice? You say, Brother Combs, God knows all of us. He knows our being. Of course he knows. He knows the numbers of the hairs on your head. And yes, yours are getting easier to count because they're falling out, right? Subtraction works wonderfully. Yeah, I know that. But is your voice familiar to God? Do you talk with him enough? Do you work with him enough so that his voice is recognizable? Your voice is recognizable to him. How is it with you? Does God hear your voice like he heard David's? In Psalm 3, David said, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God, Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me. He heard David's voice. In Psalm 5, verse 1, it says, give ear unto my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. There's that word again. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy. And in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. There is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulcher. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out of the multitude of their transgressions. For they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. Has your voice been heard by God? We've already talked about crying out to God with your whole heart. We've already talked about crying out, Lord, save me. Deliver me. Protect me. Has he heard your voice? Has he heard your voice? You say, no. No, I don't think he has. Maybe it's because you haven't called out to him. Maybe it's because you have called out to him and he could not hear you. You say, what? God has earwax in his ears? He can't hear me? Well, kind of. In a silly sort of way. Did you notice that David was talking about the righteous? And those that have found favor with God? James 5:16 says, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. In Psalm 66, it says, come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily, God hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. In Isaiah 59, Isaiah said to the people of Israel, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save. Neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. David said, hear my voice, according unto thy loving kindness, O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgment. Just want to bring to mind a little bit about our voice. In Psalm 55, David said, as for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray, and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. God shall hear and afflict them. Even he that abideth of old, Selah. Because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. Does God hear your voice? Have you prevented the night watches that you might meditate in his word? Could you call out to God and say, hear my voice according unto thy loving kindnesses? Or is there perhaps iniquity in us? And he will not hear us. We confess our sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You know what that is? That's the greatest Q-tip in the Bible. It is. You know, do you use Q-tips or do you use those new ones that they have with the little spirally rubbery things? Have you seen those on TV? I don't know if they work or not. It's like alien tape. We talked about that earlier today. Anybody buy a roll of alien tape? I want to know how that stuff really works. Does it work? You should read the reviews on Amazon again. He won't hear us. But if we confess our sins, he will. He doesn't want to not hear us. He's just bound by his word. He's God. It's up to us. Oh yes, we should cry out. We should do it often. How about this? Evening and morning and at noon. That works. Meditate on his word all the day long. Prevent the night watches. Prevent the dawning of the morning. Hope in his word. Meditate in it. Be quickened according to it. Wonderful word of God. Well, let's wrap things up tonight. Look at verse 150. 150. Am I looking back at the 149 verses before this? This is verse 150. Hey, that's a lot of verses. I thought to myself, surely we've covered this word before. But we have not. So I was kind of excited. Look what it says. They draw nigh that follow after mischief. They are far from thy law. Now this is just a direct statement of those that are against God. Those that are these enemies that David is speaking of so often. He says, they draw nigh. In other words, God, they're getting close to me. They draw nigh that follow after mischief. They are far from thy law. You know, mischief is actually recorded in the Bible many times. I discovered that. I guess I never really thought about it before. It's a cool word. But you know what? It's associated with those that are against God. Little boys or perhaps even little girls may be called mischievous. They're just in trouble. Right? And sometimes mischief just seems to follow some more than it does others. You ever notice that? That kid's always in trouble. That kid's always doing something or doing this or doing that. But you know what? It's part of who we are in our sinful state, in our carnality. Take your Bibles and turn to Psalm chapter 1. Psalm chapter 1. David said, they draw nigh that follow after mischief. They are far from thy law. Are you there in Psalm 1? Blessed is the man. So would you consider someone who's far from God blessed? No. So, what does it say? Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Mischief. Nor standeth in the way of sinners. Mischief. Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Mischief. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. Wait a minute. Blessed in the law of the Lord. They draw nigh that follow after mischief. They are far from the law of the Lord. Okay? You making this connection here? But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate. Oh, hey, day and night. Man, David said, mine eyes prevent the night watches that I might meditate in thy word. There's a good correlation here between these verses. The one that is close to God, that is close to his law, that is not at odds with God, and not far away from him, shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly, mischief, are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Mischief. Hey, there's this people called out by God, given a covenant of great promise and prosperity. This guy's name was Abraham. Y'all know Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, right? Boy, I tell you what, they had it good. They had the promises of God. They had God on their side. Everything was great sometimes. Do you know what seemed to follow these people around? Mischief. Let me bring to mind an excerpt from their history. And Moses said unto Aaron, what did this people unto thee, that thou hast brought so great a sin upon them? And Aaron said, let not the anger of my Lord wax hot. Thou knowest the people, that they are set on mischief. I have read that passage of scripture, I don't know, hundreds of times. Do you know, I never really noticed that word there until tonight, or till I studied it this week. Did you? They're set on mischief, Aaron said. Now, this is, of course, an excuse, but that's pretty condemning. Hey, Moses, you know these people. They're set on mischief. For they said unto me, make us gods which shall go before us. And as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what has become of him. And I said unto them, whosoever hath any gold, let him break it off. So they gave it me. Then I cast it into the fire, and there came out this calf. What a wild story that Aaron tells. I don't know how he ever thought that Moses would buy that, you know? It's like, yeah, Moses, it's you know, these people, you know them, they're mischievous. And I just told him, I put the gold in the fire and poof, her calf came out. It was kind of amazing. I was surprised. No, not true. Are we set on mischief? If we don't die daily to ourselves, if we don't crucify that flesh, we will be set on mischief. And we'll be far from the law of God. We've got the purpose in our hearts. Like Daniel did, that we won't defile ourselves with this world. We need to be set apart. We're supposed to be peculiar. We're supposed to be following the law of God, not the law of man. We're naturally going to be set on mischief. It's natural for us. But we've got to turn away from it. We cannot dwell in it. We've got to not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Not stand in the way of sinners. Not sit in the seat of scorn. We got to put those away like Job did. He feared God and escheweth evil. He pushed it away. No mischief there. Because if we dwell in mischief, we're going to be far from the law of God. How well do people do that are far from the law of God? Not well. Not well at all. Psalm 7 says, the Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, David said, according to my righteousness and according to mine integrity that is in me. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God, trieth the hearts and reins. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. You want God to be angry with you every day? No way. I don't want Him to be angry with me at all, let alone every day. If he turn not, he will whet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. You want to fight against God? Participate in mischief, and you'll get a fight. He hath also prepared for him the instruments of death. Gee whiz. He ordaineth his arrows against the persecutors. Behold, he travaileth with iniquity. And hath conceived, behold, he travaileth with iniquity, these wicked people, and hath conceived mischief and brought forth falsehood. Speaking of the wicked, he made a pit and digged it, and has fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own pate. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Just some sundry verses in Proverbs having to do with mischief. He that hath a froward heart findeth no good, and he that hath a perverse tongue falleth into mischief. For their heart studieth destruction, and their lips talk of mischief. For a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. Happy is the man that feareth alway, but he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief. It's a snare. It's a trap. You know we've been freed from that bondage by life in Christ Jesus? We don't have to participate in mischief any longer. Proverbs 6. Solomon said, a naughty person, a wicked man, walketh with a froward mouth. He winketh with his eyes. He speaketh with his feet. He teacheth with his fingers. Frowardness is in his heart. He deviseth mischief continually. He soweth discord. Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. Suddenly he shall be broken without remedy. These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. Can I remind you of something as we close? Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away in the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. David said, mine eyes prevent the night watches, that I might meditate in thy word. Hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgment. They draw nigh that follow after mischief. They are far from thy law. It's the wonderful word of God. You know, we ought to take time each day to make sure God is hearing our voice. We ought to meditate. Take time and meditate in his word each day. And we ought to be careful not to fall into mischief and be far from the law of God.